Let's bring in Better Show here on KWVA Eugene with a live track from DuckTales performed at last week's Better Fest here in Eugene at the WOW Hall.
Sitting in my treehouse, I can see the dogs rolling by, past the shooter on the corner, past Hamilton to Victoria Street. Hear the vibration of the birds in the sky. Where are they going to land? The coast is not so far away for a weekday anyway. We sit by the water and feel the ripples of the tide. The ocean's dancing with the shoreline and the currents waving them by. In my treehouse, I can see the dogs rolling by, past the Tudor on the corner, past Hamilton to Victoria Street. Hear the vibration of the birds of the sky. Where are they going to land?
Oh!
The coast is not so far away for a weekday anyway. Sit by the water and feel the ripples of the tide. The ocean's dancing with the shoreline and the currents waving about.
The UO Ford Alumni Center is hosting a one-day symposium called Landscape Thinking to discuss the most prominent figures in landscape architecture from around the world. The symposium will feature scholars from the University of California at Berkeley, the University of British Columbia at Vancouver, the Israel Institute of Technology, and MIT. The event will be held Saturday, May 25th, from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The month of May is recital season for the UO School of Music and Dance. Junior and senior recitals performed by student musicians will take place all Saturday, May 25th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and will continue into Tuesday. The Oregon Jazz Ensembles will perform tonight at 7 p.m. Those interested can also access a live stream online available at www.music.oregon.edu. The Broadway Commerce Center is holding a reception tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. The center is featuring new work by Imogen Banks, Benjamin M. Vicklin, Rochelle Hughes, Brian Putnam, and Emily Crabtree. The Broadway Commerce Center is located on 44 West Broadway. And that's it for these headlines. What events are you going to this weekend? For KWBA News, I'm Louisa Anderson. Up next, Lexi Leonetti reports on Silent Spaces, a photo exhibit on campus by Eugene photographer John Myers.
While wandering the university's Museum of Natural and Cultural History, you will find a gallery displaying some of the ruins of the Four Corners region. Captured in these pictures are the jagged remains of once great structures, geometric stacks of clay bricks cutting into the blue, expansive skies of the American Southwest. You can almost see the silhouettes of what's missing, like fitting in the perfect piece of a puzzle that's been deteriorating for centuries under the relentless sun. These images make up Silent Spaces, an exhibition of photographs captured by Eugene photographer John Myers. Myers explains what drew him to the Four Corners region.
So I went on a road trip there in 2009 and had no intention to make photographs at Hovind Weep or at Chaco Canyon, but I was visiting a friend and I just kind of got drawn into that area, and I went out to Hovind Weep and kind of explored. I went, wow, this is a pretty cool place. This would look really great early in the morning. I should come back tomorrow and do that. And so yeah, that first trip was just kind of exploring and playing. And the second trip was all about going and creating work and kind of getting it done, so to speak.
Silent Spaces is appropriately named. Myers' images instill a profound sense of solitude, yet at the same time, there's an intense feeling of reverence for these ancient constructions shrouded in mystery. Just as his photographs leave something with the viewer, experiencing the ruins of Chaco Canyon and Hovind Weep firsthand left an impression on John Myers.
I was just fascinated by the way these buildings were constructed and really in awe of the fact that a lot of these structures are 1,000 years old. Or nearly 1,000 years old, and you know, there are enough people there to take the time to carve out each individual little block, place them block by block, put mortar together, and I mean, these things took just an incredible amount of time to build. I mean, to me, it kind of reminded me a lot of like my son's Legos and playing with Legos, and just the awe of like, wow, these people really took a lot of time to create a civilization here, and now there's almost nothing left. There's so many questions left unanswered.
Myers' impressive work with the ruins of the Southwest comes as no surprise. In 2008, Myers' collection titled Solitude in Absolute Form was shown at the Knight Law School and featured the deserts of eastern Oregon and the eastern Sierra into Nevada. These photographs were also the result of his road trips and were later featured in the Museum of Natural and Cultural History. Clearly, Myers' artistic work reflects his preference for the outdoors.
I have a big interest in desert landscape. And really enjoy being in the high desert of the eastern Oregon, the eastern Sierras, and then the Silent Spaces project took me down into the Four Corners. And you still get that kind of high plateau, wide open spaces, kind of desolate.
When Myers isn't taking road trips across the West, he's working professionally as a commercial photographer. From university alumni magazines to the Eugene Ballet to corporate portraiture, Myers has a photographic eye for a little bit of everything. He aims for a classical modernist style of photography and integrates his experience with commercial photography into his personal work with fine art technical photography. Myers elaborates on his overarching objective with Silent Spaces.
I think my objective with Silent Spaces was to make photographs in a place that obviously had been photographed before, but to look at it as a commercial photographer doing fine art work there and really balancing a fine line between a commercial image that is like technically perfect in the sense of like everything is square and parallel to the camera and it's just lined up and you're waiting for people to move out of the frame and waiting for just the right light to come across there. And then also getting into that personal space of being by myself in a big wide open space and looking at something through that photographic eye and looking at it without having an art director standing over my shoulder. So having it be my own take, but really working it from that very technical and precise perspective.
You can see Silent Spaces for yourself at the Museum of Natural and Cultural History, located on 15th Street, just east of the Knight Law Building. Meyer's exhibition will be on display until July 21st. For KWVA News, I'm Lexi Leonetti.
I'm at your door, come let me in. And you can whisper in my ear words so precious and so dear. Smoke falls from me every night. Wind blows through the ivy line. You'll never spend another night alone.
Lexi Leonetti talks about the long-running student improv group on campus called Absolute Improv.
The phrase has been used by thespians, theater teachers, and Shakespeare aficionados alike. All the world's a stage. And nobody takes this somewhat cliché phrase more literally than the actors at Absolute Improv, University of Oregon's only improvisation team. They practice primarily long-form improv, which is the creation of roughly 30-minute theater pieces with suggestions from the audience. All the performances are right on the spot, without a script or plan, creating the possibility for literally anything to happen. This constant state of unpredictability is one of the reasons why improv is always a memorable experience. Carl Metz, a theater arts major, is relatively new to Absolute Improv, but has been practicing improvisational theater since middle school. He explains that improv is just as fun for the actors as it is for the audience.
With theater, I think for a lot of us, it's our way to unwind, because as theater majors, when we're involved in a show, it's like a full-time job. So whether we're hanging lights or acting or directing, you know, a lot of theater stuff we're doing, and a lot of us overwork ourselves, and it's just kind of our place to have fun and go and just kind of laugh and goof around.
Besides the obvious benefit of having a good time, the practice of thinking on your feet brings other advantages with it as well. Many famous improv actors like Stephen Colbert and Tina Fey have noted that the guiding principles of improv are useful not just on stage, but in everyday life. Metz says that improv is something for everyone, no matter your experience.
I would suggest to anyone to take an improv class. Yeah. Anyone who thinks they're brave enough to just step up to it, it's really fun when you get going with it. It's, you know, kind of terrifying at first. I know people who do theater. They've been doing theater forever. They're used to being up in front of people who are terrified of improv. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest to anyone to take an improv class. It's a real just sense of fun and frivolity, and it'll add to other parts of your life too. It helps me a lot with job interviews, things like that where you really need to think on your feet and be ready for anything and also relaxed at the same time. I think it's a sense of like chaos and relaxation that helps with a lot of areas of day-to-day life.
Absolute Improv performs shows at UO theater facilities, as well as local bars and other locations around Eugene, and the performance is well worth the trip. With the combined dynamic of roughly 15 members and the mercy of the audience, you can have no expectations for the show besides a guaranteed laugh. With improvisation, mistakes are inevitable. In some cases, a simple slip-up can turn a run-of-the-mill scene into comedic genius. One of Metz's most memorable experiences with Absolute Improv happened on accident.
We were in the middle of this game where you do several different scenes, and you have to go back to each of those scenes and try to get back into them. My friend and I were doing a two-person scene, and when we came back to it, we completely forgot what the scene was. And so we got back to the general positions we thought we were in for this scene, and we just started laughing. And then we eventually got back into it. But I think those kind of things, the things where you just realize how silly what you're doing is and how silly improv is as an activity, and they can be so much fun, also a valid art form at the same time.
For anyone who's curious about improv but is hesitant to try it out, Carl suggests coming to one of Absolute Improv's monthly open rehearsals.
We try to have them the first Saturday of every month, so we should be having one next month. They're up on Facebook, so hopefully through the networks you can find it. I would suggest to anyone who is even remotely interested to come to one of our open rehearsals, because it's very low pressure, it's very fun, and no one cares if you screw up. Improv's not an exact science, it's really fun, and we still will often screw things up or say things that don't make sense or aren't funny. But we love new people, and we love bringing new people in. Our last open rehearsal that we had the first week of this month was really successful. We had about, 25 people show up. So I would suggest to anyone, it's really fun, and have no fear about it. It's very safe and fun.
Absolute Improv usually has one show in Villard Hall's Pocket Theater, as well as 3 to 4 shows at different venues around Eugene per term. To find out the wheres and whens about rehearsals and performances, search Absolute Improv on Facebook and like their page. Currently, they have an open improv session scheduled for Saturday, May 4th, with a public event you can join on Facebook. For KWVA News, I'm Lexi Leonetti.
Welcome in to Better Show. It's Friday, May 24th, 2013. You're listening to 88.1 FM, KWVA Eugene, with Joey McMurray and Louisa Anderson. I'm Eric Hovner.
Hi, guys.
Joey is joining us tonight.
It's just a bit of a precursor to the sports show.
Yes, indeed.
Because, I mean, originally, hadn't we planned that I was going to be on the show a lot more than actually happened?
Yeah, that was the plan, but you know how plans go.
I mean, softball happened, baseball happened.
Really, softball happened a
really,
lot.
Really, softball happened a lot.
Then more softball happened.
Well, I mean, to be fair, technically, I think I was on the air during Better Show. Maybe more than I'm giving myself credit for, we just weren't doing Better Show, we were doing softball.
Yeah.
This is true, yeah.
I'm just making that argument.
Yeah.
I think it's working.
You are technically correct. The best kind of correct.
It was just the sports sector of Better Show.
Right.
Exactly. See?
Right.
We're perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, we heard some packages from KWVA News contributor Lexi Leonetti.
Good stuff.
Lexi did a great job.
Absolute Improv.
Have you guys ever seen that?
I've seen not Absolute Improv, but I've seen some improv shows before that, when done well, it's just absolute entertainment. See that play on words I did?
Absolute.
Stick to your news job, absolute. Eric.
I know, right? Don't pursue a career in stand-up.
Have you guys ever had Leah and Joshua Bryant as a teacher?
Yes.
Did you like her?
I loved her.
Oh.
I thought, oh.
No, no comment. I know that that's like her thing is comedy,
right.
And I never found her to be like ridiculously hilarious.
Well, you know, she teaches the grammar for communicators course.
Maybe that's why I didn't find her ridiculously hilarious.
I feel like there's only so many ways you can like spin a
grammar
sentence trying to show, you know, a grammar lesson.
So the semicolon walked into a bar. That's as far as I've got.
Yeah, that's about as far as it goes.
Yep. But speaking of Leanne, she is performing at Sam Bond's Garage Sunday. Sunday, May 26th. That is this Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
At 8 p.m. Mm. Sam Bond's
Maybe
Garage.
I'll give her another try. Maybe.
Maybe she'll be a little funnier outside of class.
But see, okay.
Remove some of the restrictions.
To be honest, is she like a dirty comedian? I didn't know.
We'll have to find out at Sam Bond's Garage.
Fair enough.
Sunday at 8 p.m.
Funny teachers are always better, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
See what I did there with the play on words, better show?
Yeah, I like that a lot. It was.
We really like play on.
I'm gonna stick.
We like puns.
I'm sticking to my day job.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, but
you got a couple day jobs.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Working on a side project.
Side project is being punny. I'll learn from you.
Sweet.
It has to be Eric. He's the one who has all the puns.
Yeah, but what happens when Eric leaves?
I know. What's gonna happen?
Luisa will have to be punny.
Luisa,
yeah,
you're going to have to be...
I'm going to have to shadow you.
It's on my business card. It says news director, pun master. So you're going to have to step it up.
Is that like Zen master, but pun master instead?
Yeah, it is. So there's a little bit of a play on words slash pun there within. It's like a meta pun.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's some stuff right there, Eric. Yeah.
Speaking of stuff, Joey and I were thinking about going to see the new Star Trek movie tonight, if we're not too tired, at 11 p.m.
10:45. So the movie will actually start at 11, because previews are on...
You know...
Okay, are there more previews now than there were, like, 2 years ago?
I think so. Even, like, more so, like, 5 years ago.
Also, have you guys noticed, too, there's, like, you know how they always have the green screen, right? It's like... This preview has been approved for these audiences or whatever.
Right.
Okay, there's one now, because I saw it today when I went to see the new Fast and Furious. Don't make fun of me. I saw it today. It was, this preview is approved to accompany this film. When did that start happening?
As opposed to this preview is approved to come out for
it's
an
like,
unrelated.
Because you know how normally it's like this preview is approved for all audiences
or for select
audiences or whatever. This one is approved to accompany this film.
So
what does that even mean?
Does it mean accompany like Fast and Furious, or does it mean like, hey, you're about to watch a preview about this movie because you're an idiot?
I mean. At first, I was thinking that it was just to accompany the specific film that you were going to watch, but now you've got me thinking.
Right.
But seriously, 541-346-0645. I want to know where that came from, because I honestly have no idea. I just randomly have seen it the last couple months, and it's like...
That's crazy. And I want to know if anyone else has noticed that, too, because I have not. I usually...
Shocking.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joey. Thanks.
Now, interestingly enough, there's an epic twist on that in the new movie. Have you seen the new movie
yet? I haven't, and I really, really want to.
Not going to say anything then.
Okay, yeah, because my girlfriend is not a big enough nerd to go see Star Trek with me.
Why not?
I know, she won't even
watch. Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto.
Now, I try and make those kind of arguments. But then she's just like, well...
All you need to do is say Chris Pine, and that... Luisa?
That's true. That usually does the trick.
Luisa's not going to say it out loud, but she's giving me the nod in agreement now in studio. It's like, okay. That's probably true. I mean, Chris Pine, guys.
Chris Pine.
And regardless, it's just one of those movies. I feel like you have to go, like... I don't know. Yes.
Oh, I have to go.
I went at midnight. That last week, you guys know how busy last week was for the sports department.
And you still went to the midnight show.
It was actually an 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. IMAX 3D. And it was like you know how there's like different types of IMAX screens?
Yeah, there's
so
like
there's
the
tiny one, and then there's the legit dome.
Yeah.
Went to see it on one of the legit ones.
Ooh.
So cool.
They have those in Eugene, Oregon?
Well, okay, so at VRC, they have ones that aren't like the dome, but they're like the big, like legit IMAX screens. Okay. Then I went to see Fast and Furious today. Completely ruined it for me. Like, the IMAX experience just completely puts everything else at its place.
It's like the biggest first world problem there is.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you viewed a movie, you know, in top notch, like...
Well, okay, the biggest difference is the sound.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I actually said to my roommate today when we were watching, I was like, okay, no, they need to turn the volume up in this theater. He's like, no, I think this is pretty loud. And I was like, IMAX. IMAX ruined it for me. It's like watching a Blu-ray and then going back to a DVD with like legit surround sound. It's just not the same.
Yeah, I feel you.
Or like trying to watch a VHS. I know you guys probably don't have VHSs anymore. I do.
Oh, I still have Chicken Run on VHS and oh my god,
dude, Toy Story,
The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
I never saw that.
That was like a staple of my childhood right there.
Really?
A whole box of childhood VHSs. Oh.
Disney DVD or Disney movies.
Yeah.
Okay, when you try watching those on surround sound, it's like, it's terrible. It's terrible. Anyway, I've told her we were going to talk about Game of Thrones during this.
We are going to use these last 5 minutes to talk about Game of Thrones and how awesome it is.
Okay, I want to make the comment because you guys being news people.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the comment about original programming and how that, I think, is just amazing. Because look at what Netflix is doing right
House
now.
House of Cards.
Oh,
House of
my
Cards.
Gosh.
You guys seen House of Cards?
I binge watched House of Cards.
Like I told you.
Yes.
I think I watched, I might have watched the last 6 or 7 in one day.
I watched all 14. I think there's 14 episodes.
13, there's 13.
13 episodes took me 3 days. During the week, too. Like, we're not talking weekends.
Yeah.
We're talking weekdays. Watched all of them with my roommate. Did the same thing with Game of Thrones, the first season. Because I watched the first season of Game of Thrones after the 5th episode. Watched all of them in a row, and then I've been every day, every Sunday, ever since.
Oh, yeah. I was very similar. I was kind of like that with Mad Men.
So good.
Like, working up to this season, I had to watch, like, 2 seasons, and I got 2 seasons of Mad Men in 3 days. Like, that's probably really unhealthy.
Mad Men's priceless.
It really. The last episode, I don't want to give too many spoilers, but, like, it's awful. They were on drugs, and it was really bad. And I think they were trying to, like, I don't know. There was some sort of symbolism there that I was just... it was just bad. But it was, like, bad. It was just bad.
I can't imagine Mad Men being bad.
Unfulfilled is more of a good way to describe it. It was just, like...
Not as good as the...
It was just
previous.
Like, oh, I was expecting not this.
Yeah. Okay.
It was weird.
AMC, though.
AMC is legit.
Original programming.
I know.
Telling you.
Original programming on the independent side... Like us, KWVAers.
I'm just saying, original programming, I feel like a lot of people forget how important original programming is to getting like a following for your department. And I credit the two of you for getting a lot more original programming for the news department here. But I mean, it's true on a bigger scale, too. Like Game of Thrones, I feel like so many more people in the last like 2 years have subscribed to HBO just to watch Game of Thrones. Same thing with Netflix. Arrested Development comes back on Sunday, guys.
Right.
So legitimately excited.
All right, so we've got softball this weekend. And I'm hoping that what happens, this is my game plan. So they're releasing all the episodes of Arrested Development at once, which is brilliant.
Wait, what?
Yes. You didn't know that?
They've already filmed all of season 4.
Yes.
And like,
That's the whole point of the Netflix original programming.
I wanted to be productive this weekend.
Binge watch.
Yeah, Netflix is fully endorsing binge watching. So that being said, we've got softball. So for those of you who don't know, we've got softball coming up this weekend. We got a 5 p.m. game tomorrow in the Super Regionals. The Ducks win. They're going to the Women's College World Series. We're going to talk about that for the next 3 hours or so on Friday Night Spotlight. But then on Sunday... Arrested Development comes back on Netflix. Okay, so I'm hoping that they post it right at midnight East Coast time. So at 9 o'clock Saturday, all the episodes are posted. Can watch them all night, go to sleep, wake up, still be there in time for a noon softball game on Sunday.
And be, like...
Competent.
Competent, yeah.
It's perfect.
Not mix up any names or...
I never do that.
Yeah, I know. You're the consummate professional, Joey McMurray.
We try.
Yeah.
Binge watch.
It's
going to become a problem.
Is that like a new development? Like
that's totally.
When did we start using the phrase binge watch?
When Netflix and other kind of things like that and on
when
demand.
When Netflix got TV.
Veep. My roommate just got me into Veep on HBO. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's really funny. She's the vice president. She's like Selena Meyer is the character's name. She's the vice president. It's hilarious. What's his name? Who plays Buster on Arrested Development?
He's just Buster.
He's Buster. He's in it, and he's pretty much like
same character.
It's great. Oh my god. It's
the Kovner laugh. It's priceless.
I know. We're all gonna miss that. We're all gonna miss it.
Don't remind us.
The sad silence. Echoing through space.
Echoing through space.
Because that happens.
Because we're Star Trek defies physics. Do not know these things, Joey.
It's fine.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Hey, we're going to go see the new movie tonight.
I am going to muster up a nap and the energy to do that.
I like it. Back All office, right. Got a couch for you.
We do.
There you go.
All right. And a Netflix. So I'm going to go binge watch. All right, I'm going to go live the dream. All right. That about wraps it up for this episode of Better Show.
It's good times, guys.
It's good times.
Thanks for having me come on 15 minutes early.
Oh. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right.
More airtime for Joey.
Always.
For Louisa Anderson and Joey McMurray, I'm Eric Kovner. We'll see you next week. Friday Night Spotlight is next here on KWVA Eugene.
Thank you so much, Eugene. This is our last song.